Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Matthew chapter 8 and we're reading verses 5 to 13.
When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies at home paralyzed and in terrible suffering." Jesus said to him, "I will go and heal him." The centurion replied, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, 'Go,' and he goes, and that one, 'Come,' and he comes. I say to my servant, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was astonished and said to those following him, "I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, it will be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed that very hour.
Our focus is on verse 8. "Just say the word, and my servant will be healed." It sounds so simple, and there are three things to note. Firstly, we must recognize and respect the Lord's divine authority. Just say the word. His authority is over both physical and spiritual dimensions. Like the centurion, we don't deserve Christ's help, but we come in humility and faith because we know he has authority over each and every situation. Secondly, we must acknowledge the limitations of human authority. The centurion knows that whilst he can order 100 men, he has no power over sickness. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces, so our own strength is not enough. We must have the help of the Holy Spirit if we are to overcome. Then thirdly, we can build on the faith we have. The centurion knew from his own experience that faith in authority meant things got done. His soldiers obeyed him because they had confidence, faith in his authority. With that same faith, he comes to Jesus, trusts in his authority, and his servant is healed. So let's follow his example. A prayer. Lord Jesus, we know you have authority over sickness, over creation, over sin and death. Help us to recognize our limitations and seek your help in our times of need. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.